Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank and praise God for you being here in another segment of the Talk Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Radio. Praise God. We want to let you know today that God loves you and wants to see you saved today. And then we are Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. And then located here in Tampa, Florida. And then on the corner of Oswald and 22nd. And then it's 4711 North 22nd Street. Amen. Right here in the city of Tampa. Letting you know that we love you and we care about your souls. And we thank and praise God for all of you that are listening in today. All right. You know, I'll call in. Well, if you want to call in to hear me, praise God, and give this to your other families today. Amen. Whenever you get a chance. That number is 1-713-955-0783. This is Elder Braxton. I mean, Elder Ernest Braxton. Amen. Letting you know that we love you. I'm going to do that number one more time. 1-713-955-0783. Praise God. Amen. Give an honor. Amen to all our bishops, praise God. And give an honor to our overseer, great man of God, Apostle C.A. Coward. Amen. And also a great man of God, give honor to him, our presider, praise God, R.J. McLeod. Give honor also to our North Florida and Southern Georgia bishop, Jonathan Brookshaw. Give an honor, all right, to my bishop and pastor, amen, Adrian M. Shaw. Amen. Give an honor to him today, praise God. And let you know that we give an honor to all the apostolic brother who is continuing in the apostolic doctrine, praise God. Amen. That's what it's all about. We have to preach the apostles' doctrine and teaching, because you're way off if you're not doing it, praise God. So letting people know that you must do it. How do we get the doctrine of Christ, or the teaching of Christ? It's through his apostles' doctrine. Amen. So we see here today, you got to believe, amen. You got to hear the word of God and believe and be obedient, amen, and obey. Acts 2:38, praise God. Then you know that God loves you and cares about you. Well, we are here today to talk to you again, all right, about the family, focusing on the family today, praise God. You see that all kinds of things is coming against the family. I mean, the family has been having a hard time. Why? Because all things are coming against it, praise God. To be named a few, praise God, infidelity, all right, homosexuality and lesbianism, all right, bisexuals and so forth. All these different things are coming. Amen. People are walking out from their children. Abortion is coming against it, praise God. All these different things are coming against, praise God. I'm letting you know today. All these things are coming against the family, all right? You know, and, you know, it's something else. You know, I was telling a young man the other day, all right, if you claim to be
homosexual, a lesbian. It's like cutting off a whole limb off your family tree. Even at that, it's like being a stump, I mean, inside the forest, all right? It's like somebody came and just cut your whole family tree from above you, because you can't have your family growth with these different things in there. And even if you have out there, even if you have, all right, an abortion, it does that too. Even if you have, you know, when your family get messed up in divorces and so forth, all right, and the relationship is just cut off. I wanted to talk about today communicational breakdown in the family. And we're going to be dealing with all other things a little later on. Amen. We might have this here for about 3 weeks. So we're going to talk about this today. Amen. So all these things are coming against the regular family. Amen. And it's all because the family are not praying. All right. They're not praying together. All right. You know, in other words, you know, people becoming to be atheists, have an atheistic family. You know, it's crazy. All right. And then we find many people breaking up. They have no commitment, nothing of any sort. So I'm letting you know today, friend, that, you know, God could change your state of mind and let you be. We need to go back to God. You know, nowadays, divorces are like 51-52%. People get married, guess what? They get a divorce. It's sad, praise God. And I'm letting people know today that God is not pleased. And here in America, it's just terrible. All right? So we see him. And all because of a lot of time communication breakdown. That's, somebody wants to be, you know, in charge. And let me tell you something. Well, the husband is supposed to be the head of the family, all right? And if the head ain't right, something is wrong, all right? So we see here today, all right? And you know, the Bible tells us, praise God, you know, if you read in Ephesians, and you go to Ephesians, but first I want to, before I get down, I'm getting ahead of myself, let's look Genesis, amen. Let's look at Genesis. All right, look what the scripture says. All right, the family institution here is started. Jesus mentioned this also. He said this here. He talked about it also. But here it is in the Old Testament, where the Bible says, amen, in the 24th verse of Genesis, praise God. Amen. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife. Wow. Isn't that something? And they should be, look what it says. And the Bible says, and they were not ashamed. All right, well, look what it says. Well, I'm going to read that again. I was going into the 25th verse. But look what it says then. It says, wherefore a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They shall be one flesh. Hallelujah. All right, and they were both naked. And look what it says. The man and his wife was not ashamed. So what happened? All right. What happened here? Okay. So here a man supposed to, when he leave his mother and his father, I mean, they should pray to one another. All right. And become one flesh. And out of that comes children. Amen. You think about it. That out of that comes the children and so forth. So God created Adam in his own image. But watch it, I'm going to show you something else where it says. It says here in Genesis, all right, the first chapter, it's talking concerning Adam and Eve. It said, and God, look what it says. So God created man, look what it tells. God created man in his own image. God created him male and female. All right, now, God didn't make no mistake. Either you're a male or you're female. Even your blood would tell you that. All right? You know, in order for, they, no matter how they, you change your body, no matter how you, much you pay for it, all right, you might cut your testicle off. You might do whatever. All right? But watch this here. You might take all kinds of hormones and all these different things. The Bible says God created him male and female. All right? Created he them. All right, he blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. So if you call yourself homosexuality, all right, you cut off, amen, you will cut off the whole limb, the whole leg of your family tree, all right? And if people saying that they are born that way, you're going to be cut off at the root, all right, because there's no multiplication came coming about, all right? So we see here that you have to look at this thing and consider, all right, that you need, praise God, amen, do what God said do, not what man and man's passion say do, and so forth. All right, so now, we see here that God made man, all right? And then from his rib, as he put him in sleep, all right, we see that he made female, all right? And as we go on, praise God, I want you to go with me to Ephesians. Let's talk about this, all right? What happened there? What happened in Genesis? Let's explain something here, all right? The serpent beguiled, amen, Eve, meaning he tricked her, all right? So he tricked her, all right, into thinking that she was going to be like God, all right? To know good from evil. That's in your Bible, okay? So we see here, all right, where the communication break down. So after he had beguiled her and tricked her and Adam was on with her, all right, we see that a communication breakdown happened. In every situation of warfare, the first thing they do is try to tear down the other one's communication. If somebody destroyed the Pentagon, all right, you know, from the rest of the soldiers and so forth, and the commanding officers, all right, it could be in chaos, right? Just like if they destroy the Kremlin or whatever over there in Russia, all right, you see that it could cause some mishap, see? And what a lot of people don't understand, because when the communication breaks down a lot of time, we find that it's chaos and confusion, all right? The same thing in the family, praise God. We see that if your family is not communicating right with one another and it's a misunderstanding come about, all right, so it's got to be a communication breakdown in the family. So I was telling some people, say, you know, what happens a lot of times, people don't talk and get a clear understanding of each other. And that happens in marriage a lot of times. They don't get a clear understanding of what's right. They don't have a rule of code, a court of ruler to govern their family. Now, the best code is the Bible and prayer, all right? That's the best way. You stand by it. Joshua told them, say, you know, you want to follow those people from over there, from the flood where you came from, all right? He said, but for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. In other words, he's saying, I'm just paraphrasing a little bit there. In other words, we see here that you got to serve the Lord. You got to pray. The old saying is, the family that prays together stays together, all right?
So marriage is like a contract, or either a covenant with God and two other peoples. All right? Amen. So we have to cleave to that one person. I've been married for 46 years. That's what it is. This is past me. I've been married 46 years. Okay? All right? Hey, you know, but the thing is, it's communication. All right? When I first got married, I was crazy. My wife and we all did all kinds of, you know, but watch this here. When God saved us and gave us a new prospect, you know, and changed our mind and changed our life, praise God, we was able to go on, praise God. But I'm letting you know today, you have to learn, have a praying family, all right? You know, and I told her, say the other day, you know, let your sons and your daughters see y'all pray together. If you pray, amen, things could change in your life and in your family, praise the Lord. Amen. If you get saved and get the Holy Ghost and let God lead and guide you and teach you and follow the scripture, right? Because sometimes you can get off. When you get off, you got to measure up against the scripture and say, wait a minute now, one of us are wrong. Somebody's wrong here. All right, and then learn how to forgive. And that's another thing. Learn how to forgive, all right, in your marriage. And people don't understand that, but we're going to go on and teach more about this, praise the Lord. So, you know, you got to love your wife, men, and women, you got to love your husband, all right? Your husband is very valuable in your relationship with the family, all right? So we see here today, all right, you got to believe that God could do it. He could fix it for you and could change it. You know, so many people walking off because they had a push or shove, or they, you know, talking about irreconcilable differences. You know, it's a shame what's going on inside America today with all these divorces going on. And it's a shame of what's happening, the things that is happening, praise God. But I'm letting you know today that you could have a successful marriage, amen. You could have a marriage that you can love each other, but it takes commitment. You got to work to it. You got to have commitment, praise the Lord, amen. So we see here today, all right, you know, you got to work hard to keep your family together. You know, you go through some things. A lot of stuff you might go through. But the main thing, keeping your family together, is women strive to support your husband and in ways that he can. Now, he's supposed to be the man. He's supposed to support, give support and take care of the family. All right? I was telling a guy the other day, he said about who pays the bill. I said, I pay my light bill. I pay my water bill. I pay our gas bill, any utility. I don't expect for my wife to do that kind of stuff. All right? But, you know, he said, oh, you do? He said, but what about somebody? I say, it's my responsibility to do that. And for as long as I've been doing it, for years and years, I've been for 46 years, that's it. You know, it's a shame. You get married, all right, and men have to carry their wife to the bomb house. Amen. I've been there years ago. But I thought about that thing. And then you as a man got to get up and do that which is right in the sight of God. And let God bless your soul. Amen. He could heal your circumstances right now. All right. Now, I understand you have fusses and arguments in every relationship. You know, you got to realize. I tell people, say, you get married, you're going to have some misunderstandings, some fusses, some in your relationship and so forth. But you got to talk things over. You got to be able to be sensible enough to talk to people. You know, let them know how you feel. And then you can hear how they feel. Put it on the table. Say, look, and say, I feel this way, and I feel this way, and I feel like this, and so forth. And she does the same thing too. She can tell you, you know,
Now, sometimes people do it through argument, but you don't have to get physical, all right? You don't have to do all that. But find out who is right. You can go to the scripture and find out what's right and what's wrong. Amen. The Bible says submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. All right? You got to do that. And the wife, you know, the husband's supposed to love his wife. Let's go to Ephesians. Let's see, look at that. Amen. Ephesians 5. Okay, look at the 25th verse. Okay, what it says here. Okay. All right. So look at it. Well, let's start at the 21st verse. Look what it's the 21st verse. Let's start there. Look what it says, praise God. Amen. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. So, you know, y'all got to get down and talk about these things. Submit yourself one to another. Wife, submit yourself. Wife, submit yourselves to your own husband. Not to somebody else's husband, all right? To your own husband, as unto the Lord. Amen. And then he said, husband. Amen. He said, for the husband is the head of the wife. Oh, a lot of women don't want to. That's what a lot of women want to fight against right there, but that's in the word. Right there. It's a, so they, oh, no, he ain't the head of me. All that kind of stuff like that. Well, you know, a functional family, the Bible says, all right, now, all right, you might have to get saved to hear that. Thank God. Okay, you got to get saved to hear that. So, for the husband is the head, the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Amen. Look what it says. And he is the savior of the body. So we have to look at this thing. Amen. You got to love your wife. You got to love your wife as yourself, brother. All right? You got to love your wife as yourself. You know, you got to love her. All right? Well, most time people, what they're doing, a lot of time, they're thinking, saying, well, I can treat my wife in the kind of way. I mean, I can do this. I can hit her and do this. No, uh-uh. Amen. When you go out there and stick a knife in your own hand, you got to love your wife as your own flesh. Amen. That's it. Amen. So people don't understand that. You know, that's it. Think about it. Praise God. Amen. Scripture tells us this. Amen. Look at what it says as we go on. Look what it says. Husband, in the 25th verse, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He that, look what it says, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. All right. Look what it says, that he might present it to himself. A glorious church, not having spots or wrinkles. So you know, think about it. All right. So in other words, you got to love your wife, brother. You got to love each other. I tell people they need to love one another. Praise God. Amen. Look as it said. Look what it said. No such thing, but that it should be glory and without blemishes. Love your wife. And look what it says. So all men love their wife as their own body. Look at that. Look at that. You have to love your wife as your own body. Think about it. And that's something else. You know what? Yeah, you know, it's something wrong. You know, they used to say, Sammy Davis used to sing a song years ago, something is wrong with my baby.
something is wrong with me. I mean, that many years ago. I remember that. I remember that. He said, something is wrong with my baby. Something is wrong with me. In other words, something is wrong with my wife. Something is wrong with me. Come on, why? Because what is worrying you, you know, if your wife break her leg or twist her leg, all right, guess what? Who goes, if your children going off, nobody's there, you're going to have to be the one that step in and try to help her. You're going to have to end up being her. Amen. You're going to have to wind up helping her. All right? So I remember Sam and Dave when he was saying, something is wrong with my baby. And something is wrong with my baby. Something is wrong with me. And I thought about that thing. Amen. That's something to think about, isn't it? So we see here today, amen, that's what he was talking about. Amen. So we need to. So the Bible says in the 28th verse of it, we're reading from Ephesians 5, praise God. That's what we're reading from. You read all of Ephesians 5. Amen. He says this. He says, so ought men love their wife even as their own body, that he that loveth his wife loveth himself. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. All right, now, and look at what it says here. It says, for we are a member of one of his body and of his flesh. Talking about Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see here, we have to do it. And of his body. So we got to love our wife. Amen. We have to love our children. The family unit has been torn apart in America. The family unit has been ruptured and torn apart. Why? Because all this stuff going on, infidelity, people are committing adultery and fornications and doing all these different things, lying and deceiving one another. Amen. Come on. All right. What is wrong with this thing? Do you know, a strong family base in a country is the most important fabric of a country. Amen. And you can see, I had a T-shirt on the other day, and people say, well, that T-shirt, what that represent? It had a flag of America. And all of it was just the threads of it and all that was just coming apart. I see, because of the stuff that is going on. The family has been torn apart. All right, and with all these different things that is affecting the family. So I'm letting you know today, you need to have, you know, a godly family. You need to have a base of praying together and making it. And see, once you begin to learn how to talk and communicate with your wife, all right, and learn some things. I know, praise God. We will continue this next week, praise God, at Focus on the Family, praise God, the Family Institution. We will be doing this here next week at 6:30. Amen. Make sure you call in, praise God, here. And my name is Elder Ernest Braxton. Amen. Love your wife and your children, man, and work for them. All right? Do what you can to keep your family together. Do what you can to keep your family together. All right? It's most important. Women, do what you can to keep your family together and let them realize, you know, where they're wrong. Let each other know and repent and change their ways and obey Acts 2:38 for salvation concern. You must obey Acts 2:38. This is Alan Braxton, Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. Here in Tampa, Florida. I mean, check me again, 6:30 next week. On the family. Amen. We're going to be talking about the family. Amen. Focusing on the family. Amen. Let me know that we love you and we care about your souls. God bless you. Amen. Give an honor to all of us, all out there who's trying to make it. Praise God. And we'll get back into it again next week. Praise God. In depth. All right. We'll get back into it again next week. 6 o'clock Thursdays. 6:30 Thursdays. 6:30 Thursdays. See me. God bless you. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. You're so good, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Learn to talk to one another. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.